Can I open a window? Can somebody open the door? There's so many reasons I can't barely take it anymore. Stuck in, and I never seem to get away, but I'll hang. I'm fine, I'm sure. I'm trying to find a way to get out. So can I open a window? Can somebody open the door? There's so many reasons I can't barely take it anymore. I might leave the people telling me what I should do. They won't change, but you don't ever. Oh, trying to ignore the thought of wanting to. But every single time that I do, I'm like, could I open a window? Can somebody open the door? There's so many reasons I can't barely take it anymore. No.
Yeah, see what the fuck? Niggas feeling stuck, really feeling stuck. Like the middle caught on freeway pile up with semi trucks. Open door, but you can't. Try to run, but you pant. Out of breath, you can't vent, cause the AC acting up. Nah, really, it's something feeling dirty to me. At the roots like a tree, see, I just up and I leave. It ain't pertaining to me. I don't engage, I don't curve. They like, you get it? I'm like, yeah, and get the fuck out of her. See, I concur, I'm modest. I'm Tyler, I'm honest. I never bite my tongue, it's for the better. I promise, you stuck, then move because I'm running like silence. I knows they quiet like that last in silence.
There's so many reasons I can't barely take it anymore. No.
All right.
Hey.
What's up, guys? This is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you're listening to Emotional Motion Sickness on... Oh, geez. The lights are off. Mine's shining that light for me. Thank you. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Today, the power is off in Curtis Hall.
It certainly is. I was in rehearsal here earlier. 2 hours of rehearsal. Just lights off. It's
dark.
Ominous. It's spooky. And it doesn't necessarily match the vibe of this set that we have coming up. So, but do you care to share about our theme for today?
Today's theme is summer, because this week will feel like summer. And we had two options, but we decided to go with this one I think it was Layla's decision to go with this one.
Yeah. Reasoning you to know, that. I think the other one, the other playlist that we made, we might have to save for next week. It's a heater. But I was just thinking, you know, next week I have an essay due on Tuesday. So hopefully I should be done with it by the time we're doing this show. So I'm thinking, you know, that one's more upbeat.
Yeah.
I'll save it for a celebration. Tonight, mine, I was feeling more mellow.
Mine is... like, my big week is this week, and then next week I'm just straight, like, chilling.
Yeah, I have a big week this week, but I'm hoping to get all the stuff for next week done this week.
Yes.
Making it big. So, you know, we're in the home stretch, guys.
I know. Three more actual weekends here. Or four. Three or four.
Three or four. And also, next week, we have 2 days off. So, it's, like, hardly even...
a week.
Yeah. So, things are flying by, guys. We really only have... this and two more scheduled shows.
Yeah. And then who knows? Coming up over the weekend.
Very exciting stuff.
As if I didn't go home this weekend.
They're pulling back up. So hopefully y'all will hear them in this too.
I know. Maybe.
I don't know, guys.
Potentially.
Anyways, up next we have Crash My Car by Coin.
Ooh. That gives me good September memories.
Yeah. It's... you know, oh my gosh, yes. Because
we did go to Coin together.
We went to the Coin concert, guys. It was actually a really, really good show.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
I think that's like the peak of this year.
No, I agree. They did a really, really good show. But we should go back to that venue too.
Yeah. But okay, the funny thing is that like we got there and it was just like all the Tufts kids were there.
Oh, yeah.
Because this school doesn't give... on some weekends.
No, right.
So when
a good artist comes out.
Like we pulled up and it was like pretty much like every girl we knew was there.
Oh yeah.
My roommate was there and her friends, like people you knew were there too.
Oh yeah.
And we linked with them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Wow, that's crazy to think about. And now we're almost done. That was probably like first 3 weeks of school. Now we're in the last 3 weeks.
Anyways,
guys, the time really does fly.
No.
Anyways, I hope you enjoy. Walking like a wrecking ball. The way she moves make you miserable. Yeah, that you're too sweet. Swung out to the concrete floor. The pavement never felt so warm. One look and you already know she's gonna cut you, gonna cut you, gonna cut you, cut you real deep. Baby, I'm freaking out. Lay on me anything you want. You can crash my car tonight. Go out wasting all my time and money. I'll drive you home at the end of the night. Dead last was a drama queen, but I found myself in the front seat of her car. She's bad blood royalty, but that's fine. Yeah, that's alright with me. swag.
Lit.
That was New Flesh by Current Joyce.
It reminds me of like 2020.
Oh no, it's so, that one was, I feel like, really popular on TikTok.
It was.
But also one of the songs that I like really can tolerate from TikTok.
I also thought that song was like older than it was.
Yeah, it has an older vibe, but it's from probably like what,
2013
or something?
I don't even know.
Or do you think it was, hold on, I can literally check right now. Don't worry, guys. I'm on it. Yeah, 2013. How did I know that? That's crazy.
Wow,
guys.
Well, you know.
What can I say?
2020. The year that I discovered my love for Stu Leonard's.
The year that I... Just... The year.
The year.
My oh my. I love Stu Leonard's. I discovered my love for Stu Leonard's. People are going to have no idea what we're talking about. Stu Leonard's, I'm pretty sure, is only in Connecticut and New York.
Yes.
But...
And wait, I think they have one location in Paramus, New Jersey.
Okay. So, like, in the tri-state area of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey. But Stu Leonard's is a chain grocery store. And if you... Not like a chain, like a small chain.
Yes.
And if you ever get the pleasure... Of stumbling upon one, you better go in, okay? It's amazing.
They have the animatronics.
Oh my god, they do. They sing to you.
Yo, they sing.
Have you ever been there when the cow in the suit is walking around, Stu Leonard's mascot? I don't know if they do that anymore.
I did not, but you know who I saw over the weekend? The Easter Bunny.
He was there.
He was there.
So every character pulls up to Stu's. And when I tell you, when I was younger, I used to go, we would go probably like once every 2 weeks, stock up. And when I tell you, that was the adventure of a lifetime.
Oh, it was. I feel like if you were a child now, it would be even better. Because they got the plush. They got the plushies. No, they got the books.
They're doing it. They are doing it for the kids. So
all for the kids.
But it's for the adults too. Pull up.
Also, because the ducky is like, they actually like educate on water safety.
I know.
But like, that has such a sad like backstory to it.
Yeah.
Which I don't think our WMFO listeners want to hear.
No, we'll keep it light tonight, guys. We're keeping it happy.
But no, it's like going to Stu's is like a serotonin boost. But also like the way it's set up, it's like you have to go through the whole thing in order to get like one thing.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, you end up buying more than you should.
And they do it on purpose.
Yes, they do.
There's people who are hired to do these things, make the floor plan of the grocery store so you have to walk through the whole thing. And you can't, like, you can go back for stuff, but, like, the cut-throughs are not.
I know. Like, it's just, like, one flow of traffic.
Yeah.
And there's only, like, one shortcut from, like, the, I don't know, I forgot which section, but there's, like, a shortcut to the cashier that avoids, like, the hot foods.
I know what you're talking about.
And
I know my way around that place.
I'll still walk around to the hot foods and get sensory overload.
What can I say?
I genuinely think I get overstimulated in Stu Leonard's.
Me as well. That's why I grab one of everything and then just call it a day.
This weekend I brought back to Tufts Stu Leonard's popcorn, saltwater taffy, rock candy, what else? And chocolate covered pretzels.
Yummy.
I know.
I love it there.
And there's cupcakes in my fridge just for you, girl.
Oh my god, wait. Oh my god, yummy.
Yummy.
Anyways. Wait. Throwing that out there, happy birthday, Sam.
Yeah.
Speaking of the cupcakes, speaking of Stu Leonard's, happy belated.
It was on Sunday, Easter Sunday. Christ has risen, and so did I.
He has risen. Wow. Did you have a fun birthday?
It was a cutie.
Yeah.
Like, I surprised my parents. I actually, like, went home on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was Friday, and I was like, I don't think I'm doing anything this weekend, because, like, either people are away, or it's, like, people are doing other things. So I was like, I'm gonna go home. And then that's what I did, and it was the best decision I think I ever made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I actually flew in, too. I didn't take the train.
Oh.
And my plane ride back here, 38 minutes.
That's crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
Like, I shut my eyes and opened, and we were here.
Honestly, I might have to do that at some juncture.
I mean, you can fly out of the Westchester Airport.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's like so convenient.
Yeah, no. Speaking of which, I was in Layla's hometown.
Oh my god, guys, she pulled up. I wasn't even there.
I was having a culture experience.
Yep,
it's Westchester.
It's definitely a cultural
reset.
Yeah, a cultural reset from here. I mean, it's not that. I mean, You just have to go to know.
I realized how close we actually were to each other.
Oh, yeah. Westchester's, I'm telling you, my town is close.
Yeah. Like, I was just, like, because we stopped at my grandma's house before we went up to Westchester, and I was like, oh, like, I didn't realize how close me and Layla were.
I'm telling you.
To each other.
I've always been out there.
We're just, we're literally just, an hour away on train, and then, 30 minutes by drive.
Yeah, literally. Anyways. Next up, we have Just Like a Movie by Wallows.
Love it.
I'm just gonna,
Yep.
I'm gonna give it a go. Enjoy.
Love. so old. And you, you need someone to tell you you're not alone. Open and repeat, I'm finding it harder to breathe. Just like honey. And you take your pills so casually, and you said, come get lost with me. Open up, I'm finding it hard. Are you falling asleep?
right. That was Good For You by Spacey Jane. I love that song.
Alex, you've put me on to Spacey Jane.
I really love Spacey Jane. I love like you everything like that off album. Of that album. Yes, Sunlight. I love that album. I look up, like a little while ago, I looked up if they were touring because I thought like they're kind of similar to Coin. I was like, I bet that they're coming. They only do Australia because they're from Australia.
Oh.
And so they'll like come to the UK occasionally. But like if they come here, it's rare.
Yeah.
And it's not like a stateswide tour. So anyways, I'll just be listening to the recording, I guess. Whatever. Anyways, now that we are approaching... Nope, we're past the halfway mark. It is 12:34. It's time for a special... Oh, wow. Guys, we are literally reading by flashlight.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Whoa.
Little technical difficulty.
There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
And I'm always saying that. And we are actually always saying that. So
yeah.
You guys should know that one by heart by
Tessa
now.
I read it last week.
Yes. Aw. So nice having Tessa on, even though I conked. But so much fun. Anyways, up next, we have Runaway by Half Alive.
Cute.
And it's good. And if you don't think you know this one, good chance that you might recognize it.
Right.
All right, folks. Enjoy.
Nothing's working, I've been tripping, no one's perfect. Chasing vision, just the surface. Shirts on backwards, not on purpose. Yeah, I've been learning something bigger. Expectation, feet were failing. I found blessings flowing from the side of heaven.
Staring into my reflection, redirecting my perfection somewhere else.
I don't need to run away.
selfish to love yourself. It's you, it's me, it's every day.
Everyone, that was South by Hippocampus.
Ooh, Hippocampus.
I love Hippocampus.
Hippocampus performed at my friend's school, and she did not make it to Hippocampus.
Oh my gosh, what? What school?
Princeton.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yes, we did.
I think. Hippocampus gives me a very similar, like, summery band vibe to Coin.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And like Spacey Jane.
No, yeah. My friend was like, I don't know who Hippocampus is. I'm like, I do.
Yeah. Go for all of us who do know who that is. Like, please.
Literally.
Oh my gosh. I would have been all over that. They played govball.
They did?
They played govball maybe our, like, the year before COVID shut down. Or maybe they were supposed to play it. I don't know. They were on the set list, I remember. Mm-hmm. And my sister was supposed to go to that show, but then, say, I think it was raining.
Oh, that was 2019.
Going. Yeah, when Charlie XCX was there.
Maybe. I don't remember. I just remember Tyler Crater was one of the headliners.
Yeah. So, you know,
everyone. It was a monsoon.
It was so bad. It was torrential. Monsoon. But
I was actually thinking about when golf ball used to be on Randall's Island. Mm-hmm. Because we were driving past it as we were going to my grandma's house. And I was just like, remember when a whole festival used to happen right there?
Where is it at this year?
Flushing Meadows.
Okay, so it's different from
City Field.
Yeah.
It's like adjacent.
Okay, well, that's kind of nice, though.
Yeah. They actually have a
that is no longer, like, literally the most terrible location to get to. Like, transit is packed. It's still transit is packed, but at least it's not like you're on an island and you can't escape.
Yeah.
So, anyways, this is all, like, New York-centric. No one here knows what we're talking about. I'm sorry, guys. Like, we always go off on our tangents. Nobody knows. I hope there's some New Yorkers out there who are like, yes, I know.
I feel seen.
They feel seen.
I was thinking about this as you were, like, I was, like, looking at your new Jill sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized it says 60th in the...
It's the 60th anniversary of my a cappella group, the Jackson Jills. They were created in 1963.
I am a Jill's stan.
As you should be, guys. We have I was going to plug this next week because, like, who's going to remember this? But we do have an upcoming show on April 22nd at 9 p.m. in the Sophia Gordon Hall. So, you know, if anyone wants to show out, it's going to be a great time. We have a pretty ambitious set. So, it's going to be fun.
Solo.
I do have a solo. Yay. And it's a Dominic Fike song that I think I've played on air before, so...
Oh, really?
I don't know, maybe I'll play it again next week in honor. Okay. Anyways, up next we have our last, like, current indie song for the night, and then mm-hmm. we'll do two older ones. But we're gonna be playing My Favorite Fish by Gus Dapperton.
Oh, I listened to it. It was cutie.
I really do like Gus Dapperton. I listened to a lot of his music when I was in junior year during COVID. So, yeah, I don't have much to say except enjoy.
Smoking, chipper and choking, just really the way, cause she can mimic the motions of accents. Sprightly and spastic, she said, Jeopardy is fake, my love. Live life like it's practice. Back on the skin, the scenery. Back on the blue that I'm speeding through. Back at the work, I'm parking, it hurts my knees. Back to the skin and the scenery. Back to the blue that I'm seeing you. I'm dressed for the night. But it was nice for me. Soft spoken, chipper and choking, just really the way, cause she can mimic the motions of accents. Sprightly and spastic, she said, Jeopardy is fake, my love. Shoot, where I'm seeing you. Back at the work, I talk and it hurts my teeth. Back to the dream and the dreamily. Back to the who that I'm speaking to. I broke through the night, so you were nice to me. Back.
Alright, everybody, that was Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Love. Layla's favorite band ever.
I do love it. We've been saying literally every group tonight is... Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. You got a little taste of what we had next, but you won't be hearing that tonight. We've been saying a lot about my favorite bands tonight. Somehow we got a lot of them on this set.
A lot of your favorites just, on the set.
We happen to.
Mine's just like my selections today were just like my general...
Just general. Yeah. We should do a theme one time of just favorite.
Sam Jams 500. That's my playlist that I listen to. So it's just like my
You know what we should
stuff.
Do? If we could, we should just shuffle play that. And then we can it up.
Like a roulette of like right? what's going to play.
I think that would be really funny if we just did like top